Hi, I'm Milton Heiberg, and I'll be your instructor for these tutorials. This is one of many on Photoshop. In this first tutorial, we'll be preparing images and bringing them into Photoshop and doing some of the more basic steps. If you haven't already read the workflow notes, that is these notes right here, go ahead and open up these notes, read them over, and make the necessary changes to Photoshop and possibly your camera if you haven't already done so. This will greatly improve your workflow. Okay, let's get down to business. The first thing you want to do is open Photoshop. And once that's done, we want to go down to the bottom of this page. Bring this page back up again, by the way. And select the very first image. And just see what that looks like. It has to be a scrub J. And the easiest way to get that in is just to drag and drop that into Photoshop. There we are. Okay, let's bring this down to a smaller size so we can see the borders here. Now, first thing you want to do as a rule with any new item that you're bringing into Photoshop is make a duplicate. And with that, we bring the cursor right up to the blue bar on the top and right-click it. And you'll see the menu comes up and you click on Duplicate. And duplicate that, you say OK. And now you have a duplicate, it says one copy, you know, a copy on there. And put away the original. Now you don't have to worry about any false moves that you make and you destroy this image completely, you have something to go back to. Now, in many instances, the first thing you want to do is straighten the image, especially when you're taking handheld pictures on the run. You also may want to crop. And that's one of the secret ingredients of a good composition is cropping and leaving out the unessential. So we have a lot of space out here. We didn't need that little thing in the corner and everything else that's in this picture. Okay, now with the image brought up to full screen, we click this little item here and it brings it up. We'll begin our crop and down to around here or so. Yeah, bring it. Let's tighten it up a little bit. Or use the corner. Now to straighten, to loosely straighten it a little bit, or change the angle a little bit, we'll with the cursor outside the margins, notice that it turns into a double arrow. We can twist it any way we want. And we'll give them a little bit of angle. Not too much. We want this to be not too straight or rigid. Just about like that. Bring that in a little more. And then with the cursor inside the borders, you right click and click crop. There we have it. Now to bring it up a little bigger, I'm going to put my fingers on the control and space control key and space bar. That turns the cursor into a plus sign or magnifying glass, and I can blow it up as kind of big. Well, this one was not perfectly sharp. Let's bring that down to 100%. Yeah, it's sharp enough for these purposes. One last little tip before we leave this image is if you did decide to crop or you attempted to crop something and you decided not to and you wanted to start over again and you want to get rid of these things, just hit the escape key and it goes away. And once everything's done, if you want to save that, you do Control S, which, or Shift Control S will give you a save.